Penguin Random House Audio presents How to Calm Your Mind, Finding Presence and Productivity in Anxious Times. This is the author, Chris Bailey. For My Family. Quote, "You are the sky. Everything else, it's just the weather." Pema Chodron. Preface. Why we need calm. I did not intend to write this book. A few years ago, I plunged deep into a state of burnout, and soon after, experienced an anxiety attack while speaking in front of an audience of 100 people, a story I'll share in the first chapter. Out of necessity for my own mental health, I dove headfirst into the science surrounding the topic of calm. Pouring through journal articles, chatting with researchers, and running experiments on myself to try out the ideas I encountered and try to calm my mind. I write about productivity for a living, and really enjoy doing so. In the midst of my burnout and anxiety, though, my thinking was alternating between restlessness and insecurity. If I was exhausted and anxious while deploying the very productivity strategies I was writing about, what right did I have to give that kind of advice in the first place? Something was missing. Fortunately, after digging deep into the research, I found a very different idea from the one I had been telling myself. Driven initially by self-preservation, which quickly turned into a curiosity I could not extinguish, I discovered how misunderstood the state of mind we call calm is, to the extent that it is understood at all. While it's true that anxiety, the opposite of calm, is our responsibility to deal with, many of the factors that lead us to feel anxious are hidden from view, making them difficult to identify, let alone tame. I'm probably not the only person who has been feeling more anxious than usual. I typed these words in 2022, 2 years into what we all know has been a particularly stressful time. If anxiety has creeped in for you, too, know you are not alone, and you shouldn't beat yourself up over it. Certain sources of anxiety and stress are easy enough to spot, like a global pandemic, news about war, or having an overly demanding job. But many more sources are neither obvious nor apparent, including the ones we'll cover in this book. Some of these factors include the extent to which we're driven to accomplish more, the numerous invisible sources of stress buried within our days, the super stimuli we tend to regularly, our performance against the 6 burnout factors, our personal stimulation height, the amount of time we spend in the digital world compared with the analog one, and even what we eat and drink. These sources of anxiety are the metaphorical dragons I would eventually encounter in my journey to calm. In this book, I'll break down these ideas and more. Luckily, there are practical, tactical strategies, many of which you can invest in right away, that can help you overcome anxiety and burnout, all while reclaiming calm. As my experiment to tame stress and burnout while finding calm progressed, I was relieved to discover that the productivity advice I had been giving wasn't wrong. It was, however, missing a critical piece of the productivity picture. Productivity advice works. Good productivity advice, there's a lot of fluff out there, helps us take control of our time, attention, and energy, which frees up mental and calendar space for what's meaningful. That enriches our lives. It also reduces stress and lets us stay on top of things. Given all we have to juggle, this is more essential today than ever before. But it's also critical that we develop our capacity for healthy productivity in our lives and work. When we face anxiety and burnout, we become less productive without realizing it. Investing in calm is the way to maintain and even grow our capacity for productivity. Finding calm and overcoming anxiety make us more comfortable in our own skin, while at the same time helping us to feel at home inside our mind. We build a larger, more expansive reservoir of energy from which we can draw throughout the day. This allows us to work productively and live a good life. By bringing more calm to our day, we invest in the missing piece that fuels our efforts in work and life to become sustainable over time. Encountering the ideas in this book, I felt all of the productivity advice I have been giving lock into place with a satisfying click. During this journey to calm, my productivity levels rose dramatically as I became less anxious and burnt out. With a calm, clear mind, I could write and connect ideas with relative ease. When I would typically have written several hundred words, I found myself penning a couple thousand. With less anxiety, I became more patient. I listened more deeply and became far more engaged with whomever I was with and in whatever I was doing. My thoughts were crisp, my ideas sharp, my actions more deliberate. I became more intentional and less reactive, my mind no longer frazzled by outside events. And I connected with the purpose behind my actions, which made my days feel more meaningful. In practice, the productivity benefits of calm can be profound. And regardless of your circumstances, including if you have limited time, budget, or energy, calm is attainable. This book explores the strategies that will help you get there. We'll see just how much time calm earns us back in Chapter 8. This leads us to an exciting conclusion. Even after setting aside the plentiful mental health benefits of calm, reducing anxiety is worth our time. Because calm makes us more productive, we more than make back the time we spend trying to achieve it. As I went through my personal journey, I began capturing all that I had learned about the topic of calm into something that vaguely resembled the outline of this book. I started the process reluctantly, knowing I'd need to reveal the more challenging personal parts of my story. But the phenomena of anxiety and burnout are too universal to not talk about. By sharing my journey and the lessons I've taken from it, I hope to clear some of the path to calm for you, too. We're living through an anxious time, and assuming that you don't live under a rock, there seems to be an awful lot to worry about. I'm not going to rehash those reasons. We hear enough about the world's problems, but it's worth saying that it's tough not to feel anxious in the modern world. Calm isn't about ignoring reality. Instead, it provides us with the resilience, energy, and stamina to navigate this ever-changing environment. While I initially sought calm as a means to overcome anxiety, I've come to see it as the secret ingredient that has led me to a deep presence with whatever it is I'm doing. And because it makes us more productive, we shouldn't feel guilty for investing in it. On the surface, calm is the opposite of a sexy productivity hack. Yet, much like the yeast in bread or the dash of salt in your favorite recipe, even trace amounts of calm improve our life, helping us to feel present and happy. An even greater amount of calm leads to far more, letting us feel focused and comfortable in everything we do. Calm provides us with roots, making us more engaged and deliberate in our actions. It makes life more enjoyable, while also saving us time. And what is better than that? By the end of the book, I hope you'll find the same thing I did, that in an anxious world, achieving calm is the best life hack around. Chapter 1: The Opposite of Calm. I didn't think of calm as something worth seeking until just a few years ago. usually when I felt calm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?